Blog Talk Radio.
And as far as I can see, I just need privacy. Plus a whole lot of tree, fuck all this modesty. I just need space to do me, get a word what they're trying to see. A Stella Maxwell right beside of me. A Ferrari, I'm buying three. A closet of Saint Laurent, get what I want when I want, cause this hunger is driving me, yeah. I just need to be alone, I just need to be at home. Understand what I'm speaking on, if time is money, I need a loan. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fuck fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends. Yeah.
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh,
yeah.
I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Strangers, so get the fuck off me, I'm anxious. I'm trying to be cool, but I may just go anxious. Say fuck y'all to all of y'all faces. It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous, but I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my anger. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good. I'm still sipping this bubbly. This shit is lovely. This shit ain't random. I didn't get lucky. Made it right here cause I'm sick with it, Cuddy. They all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Too cold to break. Know I'm great, but I'm broke as hell. Having dreams that I'm folding cake. All my life I've been told to wait, but I'ma get it now. Yeah, it's no debate. Yeah.
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh,
yeah.
I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Welcome back, Moose fam, to another edition of your Moose Radio with your host, Crazy Eddie Keller, with your guest host, Dom and Saint. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I'm good. How about you, Saint? How are you doing?
Just sitting here, drinking a couple beers, smoking a little bit, you know.
I was going to say, are you there? But yeah, I feel you. I smoked a few joints after some baseball here today. Getting ready for my series tonight. You know, we got an exciting show for you guys. Oh, looks like we have our late addition to the show calling in right now. None other than Mr. Jason Blaze. Jason Blaze, how are you today, sir? Jason Blaze.
Not Jason Blaze.
Oh,
no,
shit.
It's
funny for you. Yeah, I had to wait a couple minutes. Anyways. Oh, as you can tell, Jets Killer's on the line. He's already ready to call in. He said he would on the tonight show, but we're not ready for him yet. We got to do some shit first, and then we'll deal with the emo drama and you. So you can sit there and listen until then. First off, I guess we'll start off with doing the recaps of what happened on a Wednesday and Thursday night. You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
What? All right. Let me just quickly pull it up here. Scrolling down. Yeah. I'm using my phone here for this shit. It's a little bit easier. All right. So the first series we have for Wednesday's game series is Jericho Full Kopitar going up against the Skullduggery Midgets. Dom, you know a little bit about the series as well as I do. Game one, Never Go Full Kopitar is won the game 3-2. Game two, Kopitar wins an OT 4-3. And then in game three, Kopitar wins and completes the sweep with a score of 6-3. Start off with you, Dom. What did you think about that series?
Well, first things first, let it be known the third game was a lot closer than 6-3. It was 4-3. So the entire series was actually really close. And, you know, we had our new guys in, Hubs and Joker, and we had I think our only issue was lack of chemistry. So it was a really, really, really good, game team-wise. The Midgets are viewing it as, you know, we're getting our gears in motion now. So, it's just lack of chemistry. So it was a great game, great series. And, yeah, your team's pretty good, you bastard.
Meth wants me to do a weekly thing about you. And his battle here.
His battle with retardation? Because meth is... Oh, sorry, am I not allowed to say...
There's no censorship on the radio. Hey, Blaze.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't want to out him. I didn't think he wanted to tell anyone that he's actually, you know, mentally challenged, especially at hockey. But, you know, okay, I'll keep that on the
down. Dom, you're mentally retarded.
I love you too, Blaze.
same.
Only on here. What's up?
What do you think of that series?
I don't know. Like I said, you have a good team, man, and you picked up Drew playing center. I mean, that just fortifies your team right there. So, I don't know. It's kind of be expected. Cracker Joe's been having a kind of a rough season. So, I don't know. Like I said, it was to be expected. I've been having a rough season, too, and shit that's been happening is to be expected. I have my forwards playing goalie, so.
And I just want to point out, since I got you on the air, Saint, when it comes to waivers to my own series, I do not dictate the waivers, so your write-up made no fucking sense. You just made
yourself
look like a
jackass. Okay, did you even read the write-up?
I read my name a few times being bashed.
Okay,
well, I also posted that I didn't write the write-up. I just posted it for somebody else. And I said that several times. A ghostwriter, that's all I know.
Oh. Okay, well, whoever wrote that, you're an idiot.
Hashtag classy.
Just to catch you up, Blaze, we were just recapping the series here. Before getting into the drama, Jets jumped the gun, has already called in, and I have him on hold so he can wait. We just went over my series against the Midgets where we swept them. What were your thoughts there?
I don't really have many thoughts right now except for the drama. So.
Okay. Well, yeah.
It's eating time, too, so.
Okay, you stuck your face a little bit there, and comment what you want
I'm
to.
In a stationary phone in my trailer, and the mess hall is like 100 meters away. Joys of being in a mine site.
Yes, joys, I guess. I give you guys credit. It was a good close series until game three in that third period. We kind of opened it up. But yeah, it was a nice close series. We gave you guys your first point of the season, but it's nothing to frown upon. Like, as I said, the record kind of lies. You guys are a better team than your record shows, and you guys are can catch up on some people and put some fear in them. You guys are pretty much playing spoiler now. It's the most scary fucking role for any team to face. All right, so the next series we have here is the Chicks with Sticks going up against the Uncle Chubbies. Game one, the Chicks with Sticks win 5-2. Game two, the Chicks with Sticks win 6-4. In game three, Uncle Chubbies came out with the win to stop the sweep with a score of 4-2. What do you think on this, Blaze? Well, Blaze is gonna go. Someone just called and didn't watch the phone. So, Dom.
Had I been around for predictions for this series, that's pretty much what I would have guessed. It was 2-1 Fallen, right? Just making sure.
Yeah.
Fallen. I think without Fallen. Well, like he literally does nothing for his team regardless. So.
He literally drags his team down.
he's the anchor in a bad way. Seriously, I think this was post-trade with Sabby's team. So we had, I don't know if he had Derek playing, but regardless, his team is also, I think, like ours on paper should be doing better based on the skill that he has. So I don't know what the issue is there, but yeah, I'd give it a 2-1 because we also played Fallen's team and with picks and Dark. They have a lot of skill on that team too. So that sounds like a tight series for the most part. And
I agree. It was a tight series there. Saint, what are your thoughts there?
Well, Blue Liner seems to be the one putting up points for Sabby right now. And when Blue Liner is left to be the one putting up points, that's a kind of scary situation. So, Fallen's got a decent team. Sabby, again, like you said, he's got a better team on paper, just like Cracker does, than they're doing in the standing. So I don't know. There's still a lot of games left to play, and we'll see if we can get a turnaround. Maybe a couple more moves could be made.
Yeah, I agree. It's Fallen's team is playing better without him there, and it's definitely showing, and they're keeping some ground, so maybe he's taking this time to hone his skill and come back in, and hopefully they're still in a playoff spot and contend. Uncle Chubbies, though, they did come out with a win there. I know they have been playing some pretty bad hockey, and they've been making some moves trying to fix it, but it hasn't been really working out until that game three. So hopefully they can ride that momentum and into this week. So the last series we have here for Wednesday is Bones Brigade going up against Protein Farts. Game one, Protein Farts win 4-1. Game two, Bones Brigade wins 6-3. And then game three, to win the series, Protein Farts win 4-1. Since you know this is your team, Bones Brigade, what happened in that series there, Saint?
Well, we were playing with a waiver goalie, Livid Penguin, that we've played with before, and we were just letting shots get through. We were having a hard time. Like I said, I've been playing with either SB or Drift King in net, so there really hasn't been a lot of chance to get any chemistry going up front with the three of us. So we were doing what we could in game two. Drift moved over to center, and I moved over to right wing. and we did a little better. There was a restart in that game, and we still kept the momentum going somehow. EA was on our side, but like I said, we just had a hard time stopping shots on net, and Penguin was getting left out a little bit, and I don't know. That's what happens when you're down a couple guys.
Yeah. Dom, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that series, I don't know those teams well enough, and I know they're close to the bottom of the standings, but I am familiar with Homebrews and his team, and they freaking wrecked the AHL. I know they're different players, but he himself has proven himself as a captain, I think. I would just say that could have gone either way. So the protein, as far as coming out on top, for the most part, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's to be expected, but it's a good series.
Yeah, I kind of predicted a Saints team here winning this series. I believe the protein first.
I gotta say one of the games we had like 9 penalties, like all those back to back. I think there was like 5-on-3s one of those games. So. That makes it a little tougher on a goalie, especially filling in at the last minute.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I kind of predicted you guys to win this series because, as I was going to say, the Protein Farts are really not a great team on paper, and it's showing in the standings. And I figured that you guys would have had something figured out with your goalie situation there after your recent acquisition. But...
my recent acquisition got Rule 1, and I'm still waiting for a replacement player right now.
Okay. That's kind of shitty for you. So now that leaves you with more issues going into this week if it doesn't work out with this replacement. I was shocked that you guys didn't win the series, but at the same time, with how everything's been going this season for you guys, it's not really that much of a surprise how people have been screwing you over.
Hey, it's all Moose. I'm used to it, man. I've been around since like season 6, so I'm used to all this.
Yeah, it's how the beast of the nature goes, especially in this league sometimes. So there was only 2 series on Thursday. So we'll go with the first one was, give them the deke against the crack smoking monkeys. The crack smoking monkeys win game 1, 3-2 in OT, and game 2, they give them the deeks, win 3-2. And then to win the series in game 3, the crack smoking monkeys win with a score of 5-1. What are your thoughts here, Saint? I'll lead off with you. Okay.
Sorry. I'm kind of surprised a little bit about this series with the win going Benson's way. But to be honest, Benson's got a really good team. Sober, who's underrated, he's been putting up a lot of points and doing a lot of write-ups for Benson. Dangles, as much money as he spent to get him on his team, he's definitely paying off for his team. Look at him. He's leading the points and goals. I mean, he's on top of the leaderboard. So he's got some pretty broad shoulders, but Benson's got a pretty well-rounded team. Rome's got a really good team, but Benson just came out on top. They had a better game. They had better tendings. And if you ask Vic about it, it would be all EA, but I got to say that Benson has a really good team, and they might be the sleeper of this season.
Yeah, going into this series, I had this probably as a series of the week. Both teams were on a roll. Kane Rome's team, everyone predicts to be the number one team. And Crack Smoking Monkeys, they've just been on a tear since they swept us, my team. So it is just interesting that they beat Kane Rome's team. But yeah, I know Vic would be like all over the EA excuse right there. What about you, Dom? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'd somewhat disagree with Saints in the respect that he was surprised it didn't go Rome's way. And that's crazy, I understand, because they're a second-place team. And just to be biased for a moment, every team we played against, the toughest team was not Rome's that we played. It was definitely Benson's, and we literally couldn't do anything. So I think the seeding is 1-2 right now with Benson's team up first place. Now, Dangles, as much as he's making, and you can ask him, he'd like to make a lot more. He definitely wants to be the highest paid player in the league. Don't tell him I said that, though. He would definitely, I think he could carry his team. Like, it doesn't matter if he's producing points. He does a lot of little things. So I'm actually surprised that Rome took a game out of this, even though they're so good as well. I would have predicted a close sweep, but it looks like, it tailed off near the end, as series do, close the first two games and then kind of pumping in the third. Dangles is my homeboy, so I'm glad for him. Good for Benson. And Rome, too, is also a very skilled player. I think the rematch will be the thing to see when they play again.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting when my team plays them again, too.
Well, I got to throw in that I played with Dangles on in LG, and I like playing with Dangles. Dangles played right wing for me, and I really like playing with him. He liked playing with us. So I know a little bit about Dangles. He's definitely a skilled player and definitely worth what he went for. He may want to be the highest paid, but this is Moose, and things go different ways.
He definitely does it just to settle that. He is so actually nervous and so humble that he does not want to be paid that much at all, because he doesn't want to like live up to the hype. But that's actually the beauty with Dangles. However, he can act that way, and it's a good mentality to have. He's worth every penny for sure.
Yeah, he definitely is a good teammate and all that. So let's go on to the next series here for Thursday. Actually the last series, and probably the one with the most controversy that Mr. Jetskiller is going to want to come on right after we're done talking about and start going on about that. So let's go over the scores here. Game one, Dumpa Chase wins 4-0. Game two, Dumpa Chase gets sim lost. Game three, according to my stats, they get sim lost again.
Mm-hmm.
This series had a lot of drama and a lot of issues over rules and people trying to be shady and pulling fast ones, and to the point where it cost them another game because of certain shit. What are your guys' thoughts here? I'll start off with you, Dom.
So I know we have like two insiders here on the team. I was curious enough, after the chat blew up, to figure out what happened. So I had an insider who shall remain nameless, about what happened. And it just turns out that, this team had a previous series against an MEC officials team, and a similar thing happened where a goalie dropped. And again, this is all speculative, and so don't, quote me harshly on this, but, they just picked up right where they left off. And then this series, Blaze, I believe, dropped, and then they all quit out because that's what they were, recently used to. They picked up, and then, an exception, was taken with Bardown's team, and they didn't, they were going to the letter of the law, to my understanding. I guess he handled it in a way that Jets took exception to. A fire was started. So in my opinion, I don't think it's such a neutral thing. I don't think either team is wrong or right. I mean, they're both right in that they were thinking one thing, and they were justified in that belief. And then it just kind of snowballed, and then people were, ass hurt. I'll be crude enough to say that, over just how they were talked to. And then, again, they just took exception, and it kind of snowballed, and much to, the delight of everyone else in the party at the time. So, and I guess on the website. So again, I just want to reiterate to end my thoughts that I don't think Bar Down or Jets, if we can name names, are really at fault here. I think they were just operating under their believed or, you know, thought out, you know, what they knew and the rules and the site, the official thing. So, yeah.
All right. I'll give it to Saint and then I'll say my piece and then we'll bring Jess on and he could tell us what happened on his side. All right. Go. Away.
I really don't have much to say about this series. Jacob's got a good team. Apparently Jacob wasn't playing that night. Barr was running the team for him. And Barr's been in the league a long time. He's been on my team a few times. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like Barr. He just gets frustrated because of series running late and everything with the fact of his kids and his job and everything else, and it's understandable. There was a conflict in understanding the rules with the series, and they've been laid out and everything's been discussed, and there should be a more clear path going forward from this incident. I know it caused a lot of emo with a mm-hmm. lot of people, but mm-hmm. like I said, other than that, I really don't want to say too much about this. I'm going to keep my opinion to myself and say that going forward, that things should be more clear and people will know how to handle these things if they arise again. Anyone else?
Sorry, apparently I muted the mic. You guys weren't hearing. I was saying, in this situation, there was more than just one rule broken. There is a rule that states that all captains pretty much got to keep in contact. And if in this situation, they have to communicate with each other and agree on something. So with the one situation that Jets made out in the chat and everything, Savvy and Jets made an agreement to restart. All right, Jacob's team decided they wanted to restart and they wanted to keep playing. Jets team didn't follow that agreement and they quit out. That is the rule that is, and it has the option for the team that has the leg out the team that didn't have the leg out has the option to decide to continue the game or to restart and bring everyone in. Jets team didn't follow that and they quit out. Once the MC was contacted, the rule was enforced since the two captains couldn't work it out. That's that one piece. Now, for what I know of the situation, I was sitting there in a party with Blue, couple guys on our night off, and we were playing some clubs. 1 minute, Blaze comes in.
I was in the party too.
Yeah, Dom, you were. You know the whole situation.
Yes.
Blaze comes in and he starts going on. Blue, yeah, I need to talk to you. Something happened in my series tonight. And he tried starting to go on and tell us what was happening. Next thing you know, Barr comes in and saying, start fucking game. You know, and just fucking yelling and screaming, and it got really heated. And everyone in our party was just like, what the fuck just happened?
In a good
we
way.
Were just,
well, I guess some of us were super
in
happy.
In a good...
but also it was awkward. Yeah.
Very awkward, but it was entertaining at the same time.
Oh, for sure.
So because of that, we leave our party, and they left our party. Next thing you know, we know the Moose chat is blown up. People are just fucking freaking. And because of that, everyone in our party just stopped playing our game and we just started watching the chat.
Yeah.
We were poking Tom.
7-3 one game, and we were just like coasting on the ice because we were all glued to the chat.
Yeah, and it was just because of that, everyone was putting their little 2 cents in, and it didn't help the matter, no. But also, in our defense, if you get to come up party start freaking out, you know, and we've been in there, and whoever's pissed off at the moment. So I'd like to bring on Mr. Jets Killer, who will talk about his side of the story. I don't know what actually his thoughts were. I just know how Toys and Bar and what I read did that. So I'm bringing him on. Here is the captain of the once said team, Dump and Chase, Jets Killer. Jets Killer, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
Hey,
so,
what's up, bud?
I only had to wait 20 minutes, but that's okay.
Well, I didn't want to bring you on the air until we actually got to the series of questions, your series, because I knew you just wanted to get into the meat of it, and we wanted to go over that. So we might as well do that at the same time. So,
well, the first thing I want to do is apologize to my team, because it wasn't nobody on the team's fault but the guy who runs the team. I'm the one who told him to quit out the game based on the game. Actually, you know what? Dominator said it best. He just explained how I felt when we left the game because of the previous series. Shame on me for not reading the full extent of the rules on the goalie. I did read part of it, and all I saw is goalie has to play at all times. That's why I quit out. It's my fault, not my team's fault, and I wanted to apologize to them because it wasn't their fault. That first of all, let's see. Second of all, I mean, as far as Bar down running, I mean, I'm blaming the guy. It's not his fault, but in a sense, I mean, he came into our party screaming, saying that you weren't supposed to, you know, my guys already left the game. That was the first part. We already quit out because I told him to. I think it was me and Sammy were the only one left in the game. So, I mean, as far as that part, again, that falls on this guy right here. But, again, after reading the – I mean, it is what it is. It happened. It's over. Was I upset that night? Hell, yeah. I stayed up 2 o'clock in the morning. I never stay up that late. I was past my bedtime. But, I mean, I would put it this way. If I get that mad at somebody, I feel that I was right.
Mm-hmm.
If I was wrong, I shut up and just – go on with the next game or whatever. If the series is over, take it like a man and keep on walking.
Probably the same thing for Bar too, if he gets that mad. I've worked with him previously. That guy is straight up and a good worker, so I'm sure he's equally as bad.
I curse right back at him.
Yeah. I think that's what snowballed everything, right? Two people getting upset and just beating up each other.
And basically the team was taking what I was feeling, and they were starting to go at it too with everybody. So that's why I want to take the blame. I don't want nobody to think anything different about the team, because you don't hear much from my team until that night. That was it.
I think when people were upset with your team in general, so they react on the situation after, they were probably going off of your emotion, but how they reacted when, like, well, if that's how it is, we quit, you know, and they started
kind of.
Well,
because you got new guys that don't know too much, and that's how they took it.
Yeah.
And again,
but
that goes back to me,
like,
again. From I started going, I'm like, "That's bull," you know, using bullshit. Come on, this is ridiculous. But again, not for nothing. It's over and it's done. Most captains I've dealt with this season, I've gave them the benefit of the doubt. I could have had a lot of sim wins. I started games at 10:25.
Yep.
Why? Because I'm better
Jets.
Like that.
And I played
like,
Jets.
You know,
we were both waiting for waivers, and we both did. We both handled it ourselves. We didn't have to get anybody else involved, and everything was fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I want to do it with the other captains. If there's a big issue, I mean, just –
Jets Killer was my first captain. Jets Killer is the one that drafted me into the Moose, and he ended up having to step down, and I ended up taking over for his team that season. So
yeah,
I have a lot of respect for Jets Killer.
I got locked up.
Circle jerk commences.
Yeah.
Well, like, for instance, I know myself, if there's a leg out on my team, as soon as there's a whistle, I pause and message in the other captain, this is what happened. Or, like, you know, restart the game. What are your options? The system score, do you want to restart the period? Or do you want to deal with it? And I believe
the problem is, too, Yeti, is that you have a short period of time to pause the game. And what if you use pauses already? Now you're sitting there going, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was going to get to my next point, but that's also where a captain is going to be vigilant and also be aware. If they notice someone drop, they have to be pretty much ready as you notice because the other captain is going to try to
mess. Blaze dropped. Somebody said, hey, Blaze dropped, and that's when we paused the game. And I said, all right. And I'm thinking about the last game I played. It did happen. It happened not once, but twice. I said, get out of the game, and we'll restart at the time that it happened. And it was wrong, apparently.
And again, that's where the captains should be communicating, because if they communicate and make an agreement, then they have already written down on G-Chat, right? And then they're not going to have any contradictions or anything if it does end up going to MEC or whatever, because they have it written agreement, pretty much like a contract.
All right, well, don't get mad at me. I have two things I got to say to two people that I was asked to say.
Okay. So from Goofy to me, because
yeah,
he's been tripping me all day on fucking G chat, and I've just been laughing at him because we all.
He told me to tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say before you get into it.
He called you a bitch. He told me to tell Yeti that Goofy J says he's a bitch.
People don't know, me and Goofy have a love hate relationship. We're friends, but we love like playing each other, and yeah, we shit talk each other all the time. Yeah, he was saying that he was calling me a bitch. He was calling me the biggest bitch. I mean, that I suck and all that. And just trying to get under my skin because he knows that it might work. I might take a lot of ponies, but not this time. If you want to scrap, you got initiated there, fucking Goof. And what was your next one there, Jets?
Israel, a.k.a. Saini, a.k.a. Big Papa Pump. That's the bar down that is a clown. Oh, I'm sorry. That was his message to bar down. But again, I take full blame for what happened on Thursday because I was just trying to be the nice person, and unfortunately now the rules have changed, so I was originally going to go off, and then I calmed down, and I'm just saying it like it was.
Damn
good.
It.
So it's kind of good that I put you on hold.
Well,
because...
not for entertainment value there, Yeti, but yeah, it is pretty good. It's fine, let's be adult about everything. Fine.
Started out pretty good a series on Thursday. I mean, we came up 4-0. Blaze had his first shutout. I mean, it wasn't like we were killing them or they were killing us. It was 1-1 going into the second, and that's, I mean, but we were
that's
in the second. It was 1-1. I mean, we should just restarted this frigging game and let it run down and turn it into something that it shouldn't have had, shit that it shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
As I said, like, throughout the course of the season, I'm always going to say that's the beast of the nature sometimes, and fucking it'll bite you in the ass sometimes, but karma's a bitch, so... When you guys play them again the next time this season, you guys are going to have that freshly burnt in your minds, and you're probably going to make them pay for it. But also, at the same time, I'm pretty sure you're going to be more aware of the situation and how they handle it and handle it differently.
Yeah, definitely.
Learning experience.
Well, now I'm going to handle it differently because now I'm just going to have, like you guys said, just keep the rules right open. When this, oh, yeah, let me go right to the rules. Oh, it says it's a sim loss. It's a sim loss. I mean, I hate to be that way, but it happened to me now. So, and it hurt. I feel like I got stuck in my ass.
That's why, as I said, players, wait until your captains communicate with the other captain and give you the okay.
But like I said,
that
was my fault for telling the lead. It wasn't their fault.
I know, this is a general message. And I'm giving it to the players, I'm giving it to the captains as well. All right. And captains, you got to be vigilant. And if you have a guy drop, you got to be on top of that and messaging the other captain and trying to resolve the situation in the best way where you still have six guys coming out and playing. But yeah, that's pretty much it for that situation. Is there anything else that you want to say to your fans out there in Jets land? Jets?
Say that again? I'm sorry.
Is there anything else you want to say out to your Jetsaholics?
Not really. I just want to make sure Shadowlack's listening. He's the king. He's the king. He's the king.
Well, I think Dangles and a couple other players have something to say about that and are giving him a run for his money there. Yeah.
I don't mean that. It's just what I call him. I call him the king. Well, actually, I had him Batman, Robin, and Superman with Gru.
Well, I'm going to be looking forward to playing you guys tonight. See you on the ice there, Jets. And I'm going to beat the shit out of you, Goofy, if you hit that Y button, buddy. You're going down. And we're picking your teeth up off the fucking ice.
Goofy's not playing tonight.
No? So,
no,
so who's the bitch? Who's the bitch now? Huh? You couldn't even get in the lineup to play me. And you're talking shit?
Well,
come
next,
on
the
now.
Next time we play each other, I'll make sure he's in the lineup.
You make sure of that, and I'm going to fucking make his fucking make him pay. I'm going to fuck, yeah. Oh, man.
Is
Matt
playing tonight?
We'll go over the lineup.
Unless you want to let me change my lineup and put Goofy in.
Put Goofy in. Start handing F.
Oh, is it an emergency basis?
This is on the air, so it'll be official.
It's under the table. I'll send you a message later. Add a 10
No, we'll go over the lineups in a second here because I'm going to go over the series. I just got to get to that thread so I don't forget about it. Lineups, week 3. So since we're going to...
What happened to Blaze? Did he disappear?
He was on the show, and then someone wanted the phone and kicked him off the phone. So, yeah,
well,
they pretty much told him, give me the... They pretty much told him, give me the phone, or I'm going to fucking rape you. So he's
was
like,
please
don't rape me.
I think he's getting raped right now.
Probably.
Yeah, so
you're over here. I want to rape you. You're off that phone, boy. All right. So I guess we'll go over the first series for tonight. We got Uncle Chubby's going up against the Crack Smoking Monkeys.
Ooh. That should be a good series.
Well, Benson has not put in his lineup, so I can't tell you his lineup. But
I think it's just dangles in the net. Dangles.
Dangles.
So for Savvy's team, they're going to have Savvy at left wing, BCO at center, Hallenstar at right wing, Drop at lefty, Blue at righty, and Derek in net. Sub's going to be El Gucci. Since you're on our guest caller there, Jets, I'll let you start. Who do you think's going to win this series?
Now, who was it again? I'm sorry.
Crash Smoking Monkeys, which is CK Benson, going to go up against Sabby's Uncle Chubby's.
Honestly, I want to say, yeah, that's going to be a good game right there. I'm going to have to go with CK Benson's team.
Okay.
I'm going to say... At least they're going to go 2-1 on the series.
That's a safe bet, I would say. Saint?
Who
Your
is
prediction?
It? Sabby versus Benson?
Yeah.
Benson, all the way. Blue Liner's not going to be able to put up enough points to stop Dangles and Sober and Benson up front. I mean, sorry, but they're just rolling right now.
I agree. They are on a roll. They just beat fucking King Rome's team in the series, and Savvy's team is definitely not King Rome's team, so I think that they're going to walk over them. Dom, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's going to be sweet for Benson's team. Assuming both teams are having their number one lineup in, because we don't know if that's the lineup. I'm just going to go ahead and say Savvy's team, I'm sure, is a lot better. Definitely their back end is probably the best in the league, I would argue, with Blue, Drop, and Derek, because Derek's an outstanding goalie. But I still think, you know, that the team is just so solid. They're going to win. I don't think it's going to be that close each game, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are a couple OT games sprinkled in there, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be Benson 3-0.
Yeah. I think that's the AM's decision, that Benson's team is going to win this series. I honestly think it's going to be a sweep as well, but I know Savvy's team's looking to be a spoiler here and coming out with their series win. The first one in a while. So the next series on Sunday, I probably won't do much by predicting on this one. It's my team going up against Jets' team. Jets' lineup is going to have Gruitt left wing, Shadillac at center, Saney's going to be right wing, BC's at lefty, Jets is at right D, and Blaze is in net. My lineup is, well, I don't put the positions, but everyone should know it's me at left wing, Drew at center, Matt at right wing, Luckton at right D, Tucker at lefty, and it's going to be Druzy in net with Furbeach on standby. I'll start off with you, Dom. What are your thoughts?
Did you say Saney was playing for Jets' team or no?
Saney is playing for Jets' team.
I think it's going to go either way, but because you have Meth on your team and he's a piece of shit, I'm going to go with Jets' team. But I don't know. It's going to go either way. I actually can't really predict this one. I'm going to say 2-1 for either person. They're going to win it. It's going to be tight. Probably dump a chase just because I want some emo entertainment again. So let's go with them.
Saint, over here, what are your predictions?
I don't know. Honestly, I could flip a coin on this one. I mean, you've got a good team. Jets has a good team. We'll just see who shows up on the ice. Honestly, I could flip. Like I said, I could flip a coin. If I got to make a prediction, I'm gonna go Jets killer 2-1.
I got Saney here messaging me saying my team is 10-0 so far with me in the lineup. Will you guys give me my first loss?
Oh my god! Never mind. I'm switching to Yeti's team. He's talking too much. but I will tell you this, Meth is going to choke and he's going to lose one game for you at least because he's Meth.
Jets, what are your thoughts on our series tonight?
I know
you're probably not
going to. I'm not going to say anything and we'll wait until we get on the ice.
Nice. Hardcore.
I'm not going to predict who's going to win, but I am going to predict that it is going to be a good series. It's probably going to be like the series of the week, I think.
Hold on. Are you playing left wing?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to fuck you up on that side.
Bring it. You're going to come and you're going to...
We should fight one time, or maybe once a game.
You're going to fight once a game? Okay, I'm down.
At the end. Planned fight. This is a
there
great
you go, sweet baby Jesus just called it on the radio.
The sweet baby
sweet
Jesus
baby
is going to say he's going to fight me and he's going to get his ass beat.
I like my ass beat. Did you didn't know that?
Yeah, you can't talk to
me. I'm going to record it. And I'm going to record it and send it to Mr. Dom for him to do another little one of his comic strips that he does so, so well.
I did 1 billion screenshots, though.
But, yeah.
All
right, you have a good one.
Jeff, make sure one of your players streams that game if you guys can.
I will try to stream it. I'll try to get Cracker Joe's information and try to stream it. I know he'll send it because you guys aren't playing tonight, I'm pretty sure. So the next series we're going to talk about, that's it for Sunday, I'm pretty sure. Yes, it is. We'll move on to Monday. First series we have is Dump and Chase going on Vet Clinic, which is King Jerome's team, apparently. He likes to change his name. All right. So Jets Killer is going to have Groupie at left wing. Shadillac is going to be at center. Right wing is going to be Sini. BC at lefty. Jets at righty. And Blaze in net. Jerome's going to have Superstar at left wing, Vic at center, Ava at right wing, Rome's at lefty, Thugs at righty, Megs in net. That's an interesting lineup looking at that right there. You think you'd have Vic at right wing and Rome playing at center, or and Ava playing defense possibly, but no, they... You decided to have it this way. What are your thoughts there, Saints?
I don't know, man. Rome's got a good team. He doesn't like playing center anymore. And Vic's a pretty decent center. But I don't know. That's going to be another close game. Jeff has his team clicking, and with Goopy J and Saney in the lineup, I don't know. I'm going to say this series goes Jets Killer's way. Rome's going to take another loss, and I think the games are going to be close. At least a couple of them are going to be in overtime, but I think Jets Killer is going to come out on top with Saney and Goofy playing up front, especially with the lineup that Rome has in. Not knocking the lineup that he has, but I just don't think they have enough to take on Jets' forward line.
Dom?
I think it's going to be another close series. I feel like Jets might take the first game just because of the weird lineup at a Rome's team. I'm not sure, but I feel like Rome will actually end up taking it. Again, there's just too much skill, and I believe Blaze is in that for those, probably for most of those games, all of them.
Yeah, Blaze is in that.
Yeah, and guys like Rome and Vic and how they just powerhouse down low and Blaze is stand
up. But Rome's not playing forward. Rome's playing defense.
But like Vic as well. I still feel like that's just like that offense alone is just so, super skilled. And again, going back to playing these teams, and the difficulty we had against them. I think Rome just, I'll give them the skosh more points. So that's basically what I'm going off of here.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to probably be King Rome's team that will win the series. But I think that it's going to be very tight. And I even think it might even go to OT for all three.
Yeah.
The weaknesses in fucking Jets team is Blaze, I feel, and BC. You got to get Blaze moving, and you're going to put him some pucks in the net. And BC is a good guy. He's a good D-man, but he can get overwhelmed pretty easily. And if you get him overwhelmed, you have that entire left side to do whatever you want on. I feel the King Rome... this team's going to take advantage of that, especially with Vic and Soup up front. Superstar, this is his first season in the Moose where he's playing up front. Everyone knows he's a long time. Is it not his first season full time playing up front? Every season I've known he's played net at least a few series.
After Bayside, maybe a season or two after Bayside, Soup stopped playing net. He was always playing forward or another position, but he wasn't playing net.
I remember every season that he, like, this is what he told me, that the reason why he put left wing only is because every season he's played, he's always somehow got stuck playing net. He would put it down and he'd get suckered into it. So you could be right. I think those two are.
Yeah, I think Soup played defense for a while because he didn't want to play net anymore. I could be wrong, but from what I remember, after Bayside or maybe a season after that, he really didn't want to play net anymore.
I know he really stopped playing net after he had that thumb surgery or whatever he had, his injury.
Yeah.
That, he really didn't like playing net, especially because he felt like his thumb in, during the healing process wasn't helping him much and didn't have the same movement. But, yeah, I'm giving the Skeen Rooms team, I honestly think they have a better all-around team, and I think they're going to grind out this series. The next series we have on Monday, July 25th, is the Crack Smoking Monkeys going up against the Chicks of Sticks. The lineup for... Benson, you could put your lineups in for this series, which you couldn't put in for the last one that I just read on Sunday. Like, come on, guys. You are slacking. This is like an LG the other night. He was like, he had a stat extension, but midway, like during this halfway through the series, he's fucking putting stats in, like, oh, I don't want to use my stat extension. Dude, we're in the middle of a game.
Hey, man, you try having a, you know, consistent internet connection in the slums of Boston. Good luck.
No excuse. But anyways, his lineup's going to be himself at center, Sober at left wing, Dangles right wing, John D, it doesn't say which side, John and Hustler and D and Cam and Net. Going through going to be Scott and all in. Savvy's team is kind of, bro. He put his lineup in twice on this, so I don't know which one to actually go off of. I'm going to have to say the latter of the two. The forward lineup's the same, but all he has is Costa lefty and Galta at righty. Savvy's team has this game blows. At left wing, Donnywood at center, pixelated. Picks at right wing. Sorry, not Savvy's fallen. Kenny Bean at lefty, Darkstorm at righty, and Monk at goalie. What are you guys' thoughts? Dom, what do you think's going to win?
I don't know. They're both really good teams. I'm going to go with Benson's team.
That seems like a safe bet here.
I don't know what the series would end up being. Let's say 2-1, and if Fallen is playing, which he probably isn't.
No, I think that's the last game of his suspension.
Yeah. Then I'll go with 2-1. If Fallen was playing, 3-0, and they lose by a shit ton.
Thanks. I think he's doing something quickly.
I'm going to go Benson.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're just clicking. Like I said, they're rolling right now. Whatever they're doing it right. And I think they're just going to take Buttersoft and melt his little ass.
Even though Buttersoft ain't playing, but yes. I kind of agree. Even though Fallen's team is playing a lot better without him in the lineup, Benson's team's on a roll, and I think they're going the series 2-1 with the one game they lose, it's going to be an OT, so they're coming out with 5 or 6 points. So the last series, I think, for Monday is the...
My team?
Slobber Dunker, Skull, Duggery, Midgets going up against Bones Brigade. Oh, I still gotta say, Cracker, fucked up name. Yeah.
You just don't get it, man. You just don't get it. It's their way of life.
Okay,
I don't really get it either. Don't worry about it.
The series. I guess it's going to be Hubs at left wing, Dom at center, Ed at right wing, Joker and Tyler on D, and Cracker and Net, John and Zebra are on standby. And Saint, do you want to go say your lineup since you know it?
Well, I just got a replacement goalie for Saucy Paws, who was rule one, and I got Suck It Donnie. So my lineup's going to change. It's going to be SBDR left wing, me at center, Drift King at right wing, Pounders at left D, C-Do it right D, and Suck It Donnie in net. I'm hoping to get some games in with Donnie either tonight or tomorrow to see how he plays. He was a waiver goalie for Barr's team during the whole emo outrage that happened the other night.
Oh,
and Bar Down said he was a pretty decent goalie.
I know Suck
They
at
lost.
Down, Donnie. He used to play in LG. He's a good guy. He's a buddy of Drewsy's, I'm pretty sure, in Fur Beach. And, he's a pretty good goalie.
Wait, the friend of Fur Beach, his gamertag name is Suck It Donnie? That's awesome.
But, I don't know. Like I said, we haven't had many games where we've been able to play up front together. But with Cracker Joe's record right now and some of the moves that he made, I'm not going to make a prediction, but I'm going to say Cracker Joe's going to have a hard time.
Yeah, I agree. This is Dom, I already know what you're wanting to say, but go ahead. What do you think about what are your predictions?
I just got to say, so far that I've seen with SB and Drift playing up front, they just click together. And if we're actually able to play a series with a goalie who's going to be our goalie, since we haven't been able to play that in like 2 weeks now, if we're actually able to play with a goalie in net and I have my forward line up front, like I said, Cracker Joe's going to have a hard time.
Yeah. Dom, what do you think about your team going up against Saints team here?
Well, I agree in one aspect in that we will have a hard time, but maybe not for the same reasons. I think it's that's all that really comes through. I think we're having solid goaltending, solid D. Not that we really weren't getting that before, but I feel like that's clicking, and the forward line just needs to click. But because there's not really, we haven't really practiced yet, we're hoping to get that in there tonight or tomorrow before the game. I don't want to be like, oh, it's our first winning series, because I'm a realist. I feel like, because we only know each other via records and maybe some, I don't know, if you've talked to anyone, scouting tips or anything like that. I think it's going to be a lot closer than you think, because even the really good team, we've challenged. So I think it's going to go either way. I'm obviously going to be biased and say, 2-1 our team type of deal. But again, I think it's tight, and we don't know you, but you don't know us either. And I feel like it's going to be a good series for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a closer series than some people think. Unfortunately, you guys are both close to each other in the standings. Mind you, though, I think you guys only got 1 point, Dom, and I'm pretty sure Saints got more.
How many does he have, actually? He has 7 more points. Well, after we sweep you, we'll be at 10.
But, I think that you guys are going to surprise Saints team and might come out with a 1 win here and your first win of the season, but I still think Saints team's going to win this series here. They have just more experience in the Moose, more skill there. And, I don't think guys will be able to handle it.
Fair enough.
So the next series I have, unless Cracker Joe stands on his fucking head again like you guys against us. Like, holy fuck, man. He robbed me at least 11 times that one game alone. But the next series is on Tuesday, July 26th. We had the Chicks with Sticks going up against the Bones Brigade. So the Saints team's here going up against in another series back to back. And he has Eagle himself and Drift up top, Pounder Cedar on the back end, and I guess it's going to be Succedane in net.
Yeah, the only change up I'm going to be making there is Pounder's going to be sitting, and SB is going to be playing defense with Cedar.
Okay. What are your thoughts there, Dom?
Well, I think for me to accurately predict, even though I can't really accurately predict anything, I want to play Saints team to figure it out how they play and compare them with how Chicks plays. So if you want an answer, I'd say Chicks didn't come out with it just based on standings and how I know, you know, Picks plays. But yeah, again, I don't know. I hope it's a close series. It just really depends on how you defend down low against that team. But yeah, I can't really make a prediction there.
All right. I'm going to say SB has been dying all season to play defense with Cedo. He keeps telling me that he's a killer lefty, and I'm going to give it up to him. Stevie and I have had a couple of butting of heads in the past, but he's a great guy. He's a great player. He's a great all-around player. I mean, a couple of wins that we got were with him in net. One time we got shellacked with him in net, but he had just got done playing softball and got on Xbox just to be able to make a series on time. And ended up eating chicken wings during the series when he was supposed to be playing net. So other than that, Stevie's a great guy. And I'm going to go out and say we're going to take Buttersoft down at least 2-1.
I hope you do. Just because it's fallen steam.
I agree. I think that you guys are going to win this series 2-1 here. Losing in OT, I even say, so you guys are going to come up with 5 out of 6 points and gain some ground in the standings and try to make more of a challenge and try to get a better seeding in the playoffs. We're running out of time here on the show, so I'm going to try to pick it up here. The next series for Tuesday, we got the Midgets going up against the Blue Cudas. We got Bard Daly and Bob up top with Buckeye and Upshaw on defense. Jacob and Ned going up against Hubs, Dom, and John, Ed Joker on D, and then Cracker and Ned with Tyler and Zebra on standby. What are your thoughts here, Saint?
Jacob all the way. 3-0 sweep. Sorry, Dom, but Bar down, Daly up front. Come on. Daly's a legend. Daly came into this league playing forward and decided to play defense because it wasn't fair to other teams with him playing forward. So, honestly, you guys don't stand a chance against the lineup that they have. Flying Spaghetti Monster, a.k.a. Hollywood Bob. He may not win all the faceoffs, but he will lay your ass out on the ice every time you come near him. So, I'm going to give this one 3-0.
Yeah, hands down, I agree. Jacob's team, there's only two teams that beat my team so far this season, and this team is one of them. And they play a good game, and they are a pain in the ass. I'm looking forward to playing them again and getting my revenge, but yeah, I'd say they're going to come up with a series sweep here. You guys would not be able to contain Daly Bar up top. It's just unstoppable. It's real. If you guys do, and you do come out the series win, you guys might as well just retire and call yourself the season, like the champs of the season. Like that's a big underdog story for you guys right there. If you guys,
I'm gonna give you a tip right now, though. You got to watch Bar down going in the corner and circling around and circling around, and you can't do anything to him except take a penalty, and then he'll come out right in front in the crease and shoot the puck.
Yeah, we played their team before. We have the book on them. I was going to say 3-0 sweep for the Crackers, Joe's team, so deal with that. Because fuck you. But no, it might be tough, and don't worry, Saint. You only hurt my feelings a lot with what you just said. It'll be a tough series. We played them. We have a new lineup. It'll be a lot closer, I think, before, like now than it was before. But that could mean that we get swept by fewer goals. So, no, I don't know. I think we'll put up more of a fight. They are really good. They are really talented.
Yeah, man, you can't take offense. I mean, they got
two veterans
in Bardown and Daly. Daly has had teams named after him. Daly is like a legend in Moose hockey. So that's something you got to contend with.
And attack him at their heart. Like, you know, challenge accept. Daly and Barr and, you know, Upshaw, fuck it, let's go. I just want to play against the best and, you know, have a measuring stick. So I look forward to that series too. That's also a rematch. I think that's the season turning around again and playing the second half. So, yeah, that should be good.
All right, but I also got to say, anything can happen with EA, man. So best of luck to you.
So the final series we have that we're going to do the predictions for tonight is we have the Uncle Toby's going up against the Vet Clinic, and Savvy's lineup's going to be Savvy, BCO, Howling Star up top with Drop and Blue on defense, and Derek and Nett with Marie and Mike as a sub. Kindrome's going to have Soup, Vic, and Ava up top with Meg, Thug on the back end, and Crips and Nett, so he's setting himself. I think that King Rome seems going to come out here at the series sweep, and what are your thoughts there, Dom?
Well, as much as Sabby, aka Game Shark, aka Wax, is my homeboy, I feel like he'll get swept as well. So again, close series, but that's number two team as of right now against Sabby. So I'm just gonna go with them, short and sweet.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that easy on them. I think King Rome's just going to annihilate these guys. I mean, Blue Liners, like I said a few times before, Blue Liners, the only thing that Sabby's got clicking for him right now. I don't know how his team is after the moves he made, but King Rome's lineup, forget about it. They're done. 3-0 sweep.
Yeah, as I said, I think Kingdom's going to sweep them, and next thing you know, he's probably going to get traded next week. He's going to request a trade. He's like, Sabby, I want off this team. You guys suck too much, and I need to win a cup. Sorry. But, yeah, I think that's pretty much it for tonight's show. Unless there's anything you guys want to quickly say or touch base on. If not, you guys got final thoughts? No, we'll go with you
like
first.
I said, I wanted to say welcome to the team. Suck it, Donnie. hopefully things will turn around for us. Now we have a full-time goaltender who will actually respond to messages. I talked to Saucy. He played a series with us as just for practice. And then he was added to the team. He said, cool. I was like, are you going to be on tonight? He's like, yeah. And then quarter after 10, I'm searching for a waiver because he's not online and haven't heard a word from him since. So get the fuck out of here. Have fun. Go join another league and fuck them over. And hopefully we can turn our season around with actually being able to play with my lineup up front.
Dom, what about you?
Yeah, not much as in, you know, thanks for having me on the show. It was great. You know, good luck to your team tonight. Good luck to Saints team when they play us eventually. The only thing I pretty much have left to say is, you know, Sabby can suck a dick. That's pretty much it. Meth too. Jets too. Blaze as well. BC sometimes. I could go on. No, mainly just meth. Just meth. I'm just kidding. Meth can die. Anyways, back to you, Yeti.
Well, speaking of that, give me a second here. I want to pull something up before I end the show. You might just hang up on me for bringing this up, but I'm pretty sure.
Hold on. I want to say shout out to Waz and Koozie and Mello and. tired tons of clay, all the old veterans that are signing up for waivers because they missed the draft who've been playing phenomenally when they've been put in waiver games. I mean, look at the stats. Koozie and Jofus, a.k.a. Mello, AKA Capcom, is right there with goals per game. And shout out to them for coming back to the league after such a long time.
Okay.
Not Mello,
so,
but Kuzi and Waz and Tired Tons of Clay.
Okay, so let's go over this before I end the show. Meth, in 18 games played, has 22 goals, 21 points for 43 points. I mean, 22 goals, 21 point assists for 43 points. Wow, I'm fucking tongue-tied right now for some reason. And let's see what you got, Dom. Let's see what you have.
Okay, first of all, before you say my point, I played D and goalie for a couple games for my team because I'm not selfish. I'm trying to help out Cracker's team as much as I can. Anywhere he
wants
to play.
One game in net, okay? All right.
don't tell anyone how many goals were scored on me. I'm just saying I played a game in net, so I couldn't score that many points.
They could look online, so they'll know. But let's
nope,
just put this
never
way.
Happened.
Seven goals against average.
Oh, my God. Okay, the sun was in my eyes. The ice was fucking – it was pretty much slippery, so I couldn't really shut up everyone.
Dom has in 17 games played. He's got 5 goals, 19 assists for 24 points and 61 shots. So
cool.
So, I think
it's a good point that you're bringing up, Yeti, and the difference in the stats is that I'm clearly a team player, and Meth stands by the net, and you feed him pucks all day. And then, yeah, we can get 43 points just by sitting on a lawn chair next to far post, just dinging him in. That's Meth. That's how he plays. I'm sorry, man. I'm more of an all-around player. I don't know what you want me to tell you. He's a fucking, like, you know, your back must be hurting from carrying him. All right.
Before we end the show, I want to ask Yeti – and Goofy, how do you guys feel about the Stanley Cup coming to Toronto twice now without Toronto winning it?
Don't care. He just did. Doesn't matter to us because you guys wouldn't have won the Cup without him, and he wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for us trading him. So I don't give a shit.
I said after that trade was made that the Penguins were going to win the Cup, man.
No.
And
after
you can't say Kessel because Trevor Daley brought the Cup back to Toronto too.
Kessel was the first one. He brought it back for the kids.
Mainly. Yeah, that was a classy move. We can take a second. That was a really classy move. Good for Phil. Honestly.
Well, he still donates to the Sick Kids Hospital still, pretty much like Cujo does.
Yeah, a lot of
he went to go see the veterans too.
But I remember when that trade went through, like, Kessel's going to finish the season with probably 40, 50 goals, especially playing beside Crosby.
Kessel wasn't planned to be next to Crosby. It was going to be Hornquist. That's who he wanted. Actually,
well,
he wanted Dupuy there. And then what happened to Dupuy?
Yeah, it would have been different.
But, yeah, anyways, so let's get back on the topic and thank you for listening to our show. I hope you enjoyed it. I know on behalf of Saint, Dom, and Blaze and myself, we would like to thank you for listening and keep your sticks on the ice and stay classy. Adios, amigos.
Deuces.
Kells, I toast this for the team. Way to bring another round, please. Bring that motherfucker back. A couple more, they like, get out, please. Cause y'all know how to act, and I don't give a fuck. Can I live? Cause we be doing too much shit. Just a couple of kids from east side of the 216. Bumming a dollar in the dream, real shit. Every day I wake up, higher than the night before. Blacking out every night on tour. 5 a.m., we jumping in the pool, and I draw till the cops come. Run, run, fuck the law. And I was born to be wild. Sex, rock and roll, and weed pound. Running from the oldest scene now. Following my steps, then you walk in the green mouth. Cause trees in my pockets like my denim's a greenhouse. Leave my team town. Tell me what's my age again. How many hours till I raise again? This is the story of a young boy in the page we in. Say that he off chase the fame again. And there he goes. Almost famous, bitch. Yeah, kill. Famous, wild nights in all those places. I be half naked.
what I get on, I ain't changing. Tell the world lace up, pills. Yeah, come raise with the machine, bitch. EST the team, bitch. Never got a college degree, too busy raising hell like it was fighting the 13, bitch. Fuck clothes and fuck hoes. $100 worth of munchies, fuck loads. 89 cents slushy in the cup hole. Don't know where I'm going, but we gone. What's home? Maybe I'll just map quest my dream, and it'll say the address is me. So what I really wanted all along to camouflage the teeth. I've been a pro, I just lost the lead. California dream, while we sit in the front of the Cleveland weatherman. Wish up the heat, I guess I need to see the leather man. I just wanna be young forever, man. Roll a Peter Pan, light it up and let the Neverland. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
Shout out to Luck, the best D-man in the league. Top five for points, and he's only on D.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in the rave playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. Just for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type of niggas. And shout out to all my boss bitches, wife and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell him that they better as friends. Not even when you saying Drizzy tell him again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, Junie better see it. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need him. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please. Somebody stop me. I'm talking bossy and Guanajuato. I got the fence for 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah. They want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play this shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
Carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. I'm going off the mystery, baby. Whoa, let's lose our minds and go fucking crazy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Whoa.